JIS Radio presents Roundabout JA, a 5-minute feature on local news, ideas, people, places, and things. Roundabout JA.
On today's program, Girls in ICT Day to be observed on April 26, and later an autism fact. Let's go Roundabout JA. Stay tuned.
Hey, you. Yes, you, sir, with the canned beef and you, little miss, with the mango and salt. Go easy upon the salt for me, please. It tastes good, don't. But guess what? A hit CM1 are gonna raise up your blood pressure.
This message was brought to you by the Jamaica Information Service.
The Spectrum Management Authority, SMA, will host scores of female students from 14 high schools at the Sagicor Auditorium this Thursday in observance of Girls in ICT Day. The event, which is part of global activities for the day, is being held under the theme Expanding Horizons, Changing Attitudes. Managing Director at the SMA, Maria Myers-Hamilton, says Girls in ICT Day has been observed locally since 2015 to encourage girls and young women to consider studies and careers in information and communications technology, ICT. Mrs. Myers-Hamilton wants girls to know that there are a variety of careers to choose from within ICT, including engineering.
We find that a number of our young ladies, when you think of ICT, you think it's more male-dominated, and what you see is persons thinking about ICT or call centers or BPOs, you know, maybe programming, but there are quite a bit of different aspects.
On Thursday, the girls will be able to interact with professionals in the ICT sector, as well as well-known personalities, including women in public offices. Other presentations will come from our local telecommunication organizations and Microsoft, as well as other companies. The activities will also spill over into an interference signal hunt at the Emancipation Park. Girls in ICT Day has been observed globally on the last Thursday in April since 2011.
Vision 2030 is a plan for Jamaica by Jamaicans. The plan includes the views of students, non-government organizations, churches, representatives of the public and private sectors, as well as Jamaicans in the diaspora. It's our plan to make Jamaica the place of choice to live, work, raise families, and do business.
Visit vision2030.gov.jm to find out more, or check out the Vision 2030 Jamaica Facebook page.
Boy, 2 years move fast. I sue some again, you know.
So what you plan to do for the holiday?
Well, me no want to stay in the house, you know, so I'm going to look at some job.
Where are you going to find that?
No, no yet, you know, but I want to check out the Hope Youth Summer Program.
Good idea. Might as well me try to do that too. Tell me when you're going to apply.
And now wait too long, no? I'm going right now to apply.
The Hope Youth Summer Work Program, bringing work and career experience to Jamaica's youth 17 to 29 years old. Application period extended to April 27. Apply now at any Hartrust NTA or NYS office island-wide. For more information, call 754-98168.
On our community notice board, the 30th anniversary of the Jamaica Library Services flagship program, the National Reading Competition, is being celebrated this year. Registration for the competition started in March and will run until April 30. The competition is open to all Jamaicans ages 6 to 100 years old, once you're a member of your local library. Registration can also be done online at jls.gov.jm. And before we go, here's an autism fact as we recognize April as Autism Awareness Month. There are some schools that offer an education tailored to the needs of children living with autism spectrum disorder. Some of them are Joshua's School of Special Education, located on Brunswick Avenue in Spanish Town, Liberty Academy at 32 Hope Road, Kingston, Promise Learning Center on Hagley Park Road, Randolph Lopez School of Hope on Goling Avenue near Papin, and the STEP Center at 167 Old Hope Road. Autism Facts are brought to you by the JIS. That's where we end today's program. Thanks for staying with us. Join us tomorrow as we highlight happenings Roundabout JA. With studio engineer Joel Samuels, I'm Vanessa Silvera. Walk good.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.